Searchlights pierce a starry night sky, sweeping the clouds and illuminating a huge edifice in the form of the words 20th Century Fox. 20th Century Fox, a News Corporation company. Hazy blue light pours through a curved rift in the shape of the letter R. The R becomes metallic, and the word Regency appears beneath. Against the New York skyline, titles read 20th Century Fox and Regency Enterprises present a 21 Laps Mosaic Media Group production. Cameron Diaz and Ashton Kutcher in What Happens in Vegas. A young blonde woman with high cheekbones hands a man in a suit a cup of coffee.
Here you go, sweetie.
Oh, thanks.
I tried banana nut sprout this morning. Thought, you know, a little change of pace. Thought somebody deserves something special for his birthday.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, so I made reservations tonight at Babbo at 8:30. I thought maybe we could talk about, you know, setting a date.
Did you just make a plan to make a plan?
Did I just do that again?
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
All right. All right, I'll see you later. We got...
Hey. Love you.
Oh, love you too.
Bye.
Happy birthday!
You too!
She flashes a dimpled grin, then frowns. A young guy opens his front door.
Hello, sir. Would you like to buy some cookies?
I would. I really would. I just, unfortunately, I don't have any money.
I don't have any cookies.
The sexy Girl Scout jumps into his arms.
Jack, I need a key.
Wearing just a bra, she runs a finger across his bare, muscled torso, then stands up.
Wow.
That. The key?
What? No, I want a key. Like an actual key to your apartment, so I have to wait outside when I'm dressed in these little slutty outfits.
I don't want to live with you.
No offense. You know I mean this in the nicest possible way. You're not exactly serious boyfriend marriage material.
And I pride myself on that.
I gotta go. I'll see you next week. What are we doing? Mother of the baby saved from the fire and the sexy shirtless fireman.
Sitting on the floor with a beer, he winks at her. The blonde walks through the business district of the city. Edited by Matthew Friedman, production designer Stuart Wurzel, director of photography Matthew F. Leonetti, ASC. Executive producers Anna Milkan, Joe Caracciola Jr. and Deandra Gyris, produced by Michael Aguilar, Sean Levy and Jimmy Miller. The blonde goes through security gates and gets handed a maroon trading floor jacket at a wardrobe desk, written by Dana Fox.
Nelly? Chong.
Directed by Tom Vaughan. Trading gets underway. A portable TV is tuned into a basketball game. Jack and his work colleagues are following the action. Bets are being made, and money changes hands.
Not now.
Good form right there. Let's keep that up, huh? Oh, that's a beautiful veneer. Let's throw that on the end there. That's what you said. All right. Hey, Jack. Woo! You know what time it is?
Ah, I can't hear you over the saw. We're in a zone over here. I don't want to lose focus. That's how people lose fingers, huh?
You're fired.
All right. We are fired up, boys.
You are fired!
He gapes and picks up a basketball.
I'll play you for it. You win, I'm out.
I win, I get a second chance.
It's not a second chance when you've had 100 of them.
He offers the ball again. His boss takes it. They play by the river opposite the towering city. Jack scores a long basket.
Oh! Nice heaven! Give him a job! Yeah! Huh?
He shoots and misses.
Okay. All right. I'll give you one.
You know what? You're supposed to be the future boss, but you're too busy being the life of the party. At some point, you're gonna have to step up and be a man.
Jack's body checked to the ground. His opponent scores.
8-9, unemployment.
You man. What?
9-9, food stamps. Tastes so good.
Okay, that's not even a shot.
Game. The boss got game. 10-9. This is it, Jack.
You know what? This is ridiculous.
You know what? That's your problem. You can't handle the pressure. As soon as you think you're gonna lose, you quit.
His long shot drops straight into the hoop.
Game over, Jack. Don't get me wrong, you're like a son to me.
Dad, I am your son.
Yeah. And it's time to cut the cord. So clean out your desk.
He pats dumbstruck Jack on the shoulder and walks off.
Mason has no idea. Not an idea at all.
That you're pathetic or...
What, do you think I went overboard?
No, no. I think it's the exact right amount of bored. Which is what I am right now. Can we start drinking?
Of course. Okay, look it. These are for Mason.
Where's this? Vegas? I thought you hated Vegas.
I do, but you know that's why they call it a gift tip, because it truly is selfless.
Oh.
Thanks.
Joy fusses to the front door.
Okay, everyone, listen. I'm going to bring him in. I'm going to turn on the lights, and that's when you yell, surprise.
Oh, that's how a surprise party works. I'm totally going to write that down.
Okay, everyone, hide. Hide, hide, hide.
The guests disperse amid the balloons and garlands.
Shh. Hi, sweetie.
Hey.
Welcome home. Happy birthday. Okay, come inside.
Listen, Joy, we need to talk.
Okay, well, let's do it inside. Okay.
No, I can't, or I'll never do this. Look, there's no easy way to say this.
Okay, then don't, okay? Just think it, and then later I'll try to figure out what it was you were thinking, okay? Let's just go inside.
No, this can't wait, Joy. You know I have a really important job, right? Yeah. So when I come home, I want this place to be an escape. And as of late, it's not. Yes, the sex is great, okay? I mean, that's fantastic. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate all the things you've been trying with my butt. But the rest is so exhausting. You're just so on all the time with all the scheduling and planning. It's just, I don't want to marry you, Joy. I'm leaving you. Well, I mean, this is my place, so technically you would be the one that has to leave, but are you crying?
He switches on the light and the guests emerge.
Surprise!
Oh, shit balls.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, here.
Do you have any idea how much money I've made him? You're my lord. Can I sue him for something?
Well, the problem with suing your father is that he's your dad.
He'd love it. He'd think we're bonding.
Maybe he would be. You don't know. Take him to court. It might be nice.
What am I gonna do about money?
Wow, you're just realizing that right now? Fascinating.
I could do a lot of things for money. I'm good at stuff. I'll bet you $5 I can finish this beer faster than you.
Really?
You're on.
Jack guzzles, Joy knocks back a shot.
Doesn't even deserve me. Here's my thought on what we should do with this whole Mason thing.
Okay.
Once a week, we get some of my brother's loser-ass friends to go over to Mason's house, ring his doorbell, and when he answers, they're just gonna bang, junk punch him right up in his man business, and then he's gonna keel over while he's writhing on the ground, screaming, why? They'll go, you know why.
Wow. Did you just think of that?
No, I was thinking about it a lot on the way over.
You're a child. What is that? What is that? Double or nothing.
Joy, you're gonna need to take off this ring.
No, I'm just gonna wear it on the other hand.
You're on fire. I mean, you are on fire. This is like, I mean, you're lucky.
That don't feel good.
We need to capitalize on this.
You know what's gonna make you feel better?
What?
Where's the one place where you can step up and be a man?
Community college?
Where can you go? You can forget all your troubles and act like a total idiot.
I am talking about one place. And one place only, my friend.
Do not say Vegas.
Please say Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas?
Las Vegas?
What?
Swish it around your mouth a little bit. Think about it. Vegas. Carefree.
Say it like you mean it.
Spontaneous.
I can't hear you!
Vegas!
Vegas?
Vegas!
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 Jack and his friend run for a cab. A plane flies over the Las Vegas skyline. Joy gets out of a taxi. Joy and her friend high-five and gaze at the bright lights and colors.
Vegas.
Everyone, I'm so sorry, but our computers are down right now, so just bear with us, please. I'm sorry.
The girls dive on a bed. Jack kisses a girl in a lift.
Okay, your fiancé is one lucky guy. I love Vegas!
Jack, in a pink boa, sips a huge drink.
Time to get a big boy drink.
I'll have a vodka and a scotch.
Joy showering. Her friend Tipper is preening in her underwear. Jack's friend Hater spots the large bed.
Oh, this is where I'm passing out. Pants, you're out of here.
He throws down his trousers, heads for the bathroom, and comes face to face with Tipper.
Have we ever
tell you, you scream like a girl?
Tipper maces him. Ato dives for the basins. Tipper jumps on him. Jack's mixing a cocktail. Ato's beaten up in the bathroom, then thrown on the bed. Joy grabs a bedside lamp as Jack wanders through to investigate. The lamp narrowly misses Jack's head, and Joy launches herself at him. Tipper's suffocating Hater. Joy throttles Jack with his boa.
It's okay! It's okay! They're gay!
What?
They're gay!
She shakes the pink boa.
What? They're still in love. This is not what it looks like. We all got booked in the same room. Let's just go downstairs. I smell an upgrade.
You guys aren't gay?
No.
The girls jump off them and huddle in a corner. Jack grins.
I got this.
No. Just let me handle it, okay?
She heads to reception.
Okay, good night.
Curtis, you and I have a problem. I think we both know how this game works. I complain, and you tell me there's nothing you can do, but we both know that's a big, fat lie. So why don't you just save us both the trouble and type in those special codes that you know you're gonna type in eventually, and find me two rooms that are so nice that it turns my night right back around.
She's awfully hostile for a girl named Joy.
I'm gonna do exactly what you're telling me to do because I'm a little frightened of you. These are penthouse suites. You can't get any higher than that without going on the roof. And you're not allowed on the roof. Because people jump.
She turns smugly back to the others with new pass keys for the rooms.
Penthouse suites.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
No? You're welcome.
Now watch and learn. Hey, buddy.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I think you just met my friend back there.
Kind of scary person.
Oh, Egyptian cotton, that's nice.
I want to apologize for her. For 3 weeks out of the month, we get to enjoy God's most precious creation, and on week four, the bill arrives.
I know what you mean.
Look, I don't want to push here, but I know that a man in your position is capable of producing certain amenities.
Hater's staring through two bottles from the minibar as Jack arrives back with a fistful of vouchers.
Yep.
They're driven in a luxurious stretch Hummer.
Hey. So, you're from New York, we're from New York.
We're going to the Cirque, please.
Look, I didn't bring my buddy all the way out to Vegas so he could get his ass kicked, right? So the least he could do is help me show him a good time.
Your buddy wouldn't know a good time if it sat on his face.
Okay, you know what? Stripper, you are kind of a disgusting skank.
Driver, we'll get out here. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Use a condom, boys.
Bye.
Just go.
Come on, one drink. I'm a pretty fun guy. You can ask around.
Thanks, but we have dinner reservations. And we have to map out our assault on the strip.
Wow, you have a plan to make plans.
Pouting in her tiny white miniskirt, Joy turns and glares at him.
Excuse me?
I bet you look really good with your hair down.
My hair is down.
One drink. I dare you.
She purses her full lips and grins at the challenge. Tipper pleads silently with her in the background, then follows.
Did I invent hip-hop? No, but I was there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Joy,
yeah?
What brings you to Sin City?
You know, just being spontaneous, cutting loose like everyone else. How about yourself?
Yeah. Me? Oh, I'm here on business. Big business, actually. I'm a pretty important guy. My field.
Really?
No. Actually, I just got fired. So, cheers to that.
She stares at him, then grins.
I just got dumped, so, salut.
Did I mention that I got fired by my boss slash father?
Did I mention that I threw a surprise birthday party for my fiancé and the surprise was that he dumped me in front of all of our closest friends while they hid in the closet?
Wow. Okay, yeah. You win. Excuse me, we're gonna need a whole bottle.
I saved a baby today. I'm not a hero, though. You know what I mean?
He's married.
I'm not a... This is my lesbian sister. Tell her about your softball game. Tell her about your softball team.
Tibble walks off.
What do you say we bet 10 to 1 with 125 on a hard 8?
Bet, sir, right there.
All right, roll him out.
No. I wouldn't bet on me winning. You roll, princess.
All right. Oh, 44, 44.
She rolls 2 4s. They drink cocktails in the open top of the limo.
This is my party trick. Here it goes.
What are you going to do? Are you going to cut it?
She cuts the top off a champagne bottle with a large knife.
No, you were right about me.
You just cut it off.
It's like you're trying to come in first, but it's somebody else's race.
It's like Egypt.
You never felt good enough, so you took yourself out of the game.
Makes a champagne fountain. They do shots, dance, and cruise the strip in the limo. Tipper jumps fully clothed into a swimming pool.
I think I just got to the point where I wasn't even trying.
Why should you try? I mean, I work 80 hours a week and I don't even know why.
I've been so naughty.
Hater dances in a bra.
I'm not usually this honest.
I'm usually not this fun.
She slides down the bar on her knees and falls off the end. Tumble in drunken passion into their room, and the evening becomes a whirl of drinking, partying, and lovemaking. Outside, the sun is shining, and Joy is crashed out in bed. Joy lifts her head and stretches under the covers. On her hand is a heart tattoo with "For Jack" in the middle.
Please be fake, please be fake.
As she rubs it, the ink smudges. She clasps her forehead in relief, then notices her headache and a gold ring on her left hand. She gasps in horror at the ring in the form of a pair of dice, then notices a note on the mirror. "Hey, wifey, we're at the buffet. Jack."
You can't get divorced here, okay? You gotta do where you live. Besides, you want a divorce, all right? You want annulment.
See, what happens in Vegas, you pay for it when you get back home. That's what the thing is.
Was there any part of the night, I don't know, maybe say the part where I was about to marry the rebound guy that you thought, hey, oh my God, this is a really good time for an intervention?
Seriously?
Yeah?
I like threw up in my own purse, so.
Hey.
Jack sips orange juice as the women approach.
Hi.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I could use some coffee.
Well, what's mine is yours. me coffee is Sue coffee.
This is good orange juice.
Yeah, it's very good. It's ridiculously good. The orange juice is good. I don't usually like the pulp. You a fan?
Not really. Jack?
Yes.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yep. Yes. Yep, talk. Sure.
Wow, they're so cute together.
If I could make someone dead with my mind, it would be you.
She flashes Hater a killing stare. Joy's at a one-armed bandit. Jack saunters over to her.
You're a lot of fun, Joy.
I am?
Yeah, a lot of fun. Last night was so great. Actually, you know, there's like, maybe there was one tiny little thing.
I think I know what you mean.
Okay, there's no easy way to say this, so I'm just gonna...
Whoa. Wait, are you dumping me?
You didn't?
No, I was coming down here to dump you.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so we're good.
Yeah.
Okay, disaster averted.
You said it.
Yeah, no, bullet dodged.
You betcha.
I mean, pooch unscrewed. Free at last. Thank you, got no money. I'm free
at last. Okay, I got it, okay? Got it.
Okay. I'm sorry. You just seem like the type of girl that's looking for a serious relationship, and I'm not that. I mean, like, no offense, but you seem like a lot of work. Like, it would take, like, a team of guys, and I'm not. Marriages are an outdated concept.
Yeah. Are you dumping me again?
I'm in a really weird place right
Where's
now.
Where's that, Jack? The starting line? Because I have news for you, buddy. The gun went off a long time ago.
Okay, look at that. Good luck with the job, huh? Employee handles criticism poorly.
Well, then maybe you should teach a seminar, Jack, considering you can't even keep a job with your own father. You know, the one person who's biologically programmed to love you, and even he can't stand you.
Wow. Look at that. You had to come all the way to Vegas and marry a complete stranger just to prove that you're not a robot. Congratulations, Joy. That was a feeling.
Oh, I have a feeling, all right. It's called nausea.
Oh, I am a being, all right. It's called nausea.
How old are you, 5?
6. Actually, I'm 6. You know, this is why we'd never work, because I could never, ever be with someone that's so completely broken.
Broken?
Broken.
Broken. You don't even know me, mister.
No, I don't know you, and I got a feeling that neither do you. You know what? I'll call you about the annulment.
How about this? Why don't you just email me?
Hey. Hey! We'll always have Vegas!
Hey! That's my quarter!
Grimacing, he pops the coin into the slot and starts to walk away. Jack and Joy turn and stare in disbelief as their machine shows a $3 million jackpot. Hater rugby tackles him, and Joy mouths, "What the fuck?" Tipper's amazed, and the boys do a victory dance. Jack pops the champagne, and Hater laps at the overflowing bottle. Joy leaps into the celebrations.
Congratulations, you just quadrupled your investment.
You think this is all yours? God.
Yes, it's mine. I put the quarter in the machine and I pulled the lever.
My quarter? On the machine that I was using, the one that I loosened up for you.
That's right. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a giant, colorful check to deposit.
Whatever happened to what's mine is yours, baby. We're married now, remember?
She grins sarcastically as he stands stumped, clutching a giant check.
More importantly, Your Honor, my client only knew Miss McNally for 4 hours before they got married, 3.5 of which were spent in a state of total inebriation.
You, other one. You have any evidence that you both knowingly entered into this marriage, that it's not just a sham?
Let me see. Would a note do?
It's a start.
Jack and Joy Forever is written on a serviette. She shows it to Jack and Hater.
And then there's a photo.
Nice.
It's a giant blow-up.
I don't know anything about that. There's also a video.
I mean, I am going to provide for her. I want to love her. And I'm going to provide for her. Because we're married!
Married.
Yeah! We're all going to get laid!
Was that you, Q-Ball, his lawyer?
I don't have my glasses on.
Judge Whopper raises his hands in surrender.
I don't like you. I don't like any of you. Your generation with your Vegas and your internet and I want it right now. You know, gay people aren't destroying the sanctity of marriage, you people are. Marriage is about love and commitment. Listen, I've been married for 25 years to the same wonderful, infuriating woman. And granted, there are days when I want to light her on fire, but I don't, because I love her. And that would be illegal. And you know something, I might be old-fashioned, but when I said those vows out loud, I meant them.
This guy's such a douche.
Before, or should I say if, I ever allow either of you out of this marriage, I'm going to make sure that you try everything, and I do mean everything, first to make it work.
Objection. You can't do that.
Watch me. Now, do either one of you have a place to live?
I don't at the moment, Your Honor, but I will. You see, my ex-fiance and I broke up, and...
You know, Mrs. Fuller, you're not helping make your case here, okay? What about you, pretty boy? You got a crash pad?
Yes.
Okay, great. We have a hearth. I am freezing the $3 million for the next 6 months and sentencing you two to 6 months hard marriage. And so I can keep an eye on you, I'm ordering you both into weekly marital counseling. I want you two to listen to me. You better play by my rules on this, or I am going to tie this money up in litigation that is so long, so protracted, so expensive that neither one of you will ever see a dime of it. All right, anything? Oh, yeah, one more thing. I now pronounce you man and wife.
Can he do that?
Yeah, he's the judge. He can do whatever he wants.
He clearly wants to make an example out of you both.
If you just do what the guy says, he's gonna be forced to grant you a divorce, in which case...
You would probably...
Split
the money.
Equally as marital property.
You didn't do anything in there.
What?
You didn't do anything.
I'd call her a vixen.
The opponents approach each other.
So? I can do anything for 6 months. I cannot wear pants for 6 months, so if you aren't up to it.
Oh, I'm so up to it. And if you're trying to insinuate that I'm the one that can't do this, then you're sorely mistaken, short bus.
Oh, wow, okay, so it's settled then. All right, think of it as a business arrangement. Be married for 6 months, get $1.5 million.
How hard can it be?
I know how hard it isn't.
Excuse me, out of my way, thank you.
The meeting breaks up. Looking unimpressed, Joy and Tipper get out of their cab.
Smile for the camera.
Hi, hubby, it's me. Open up.
Hiya. It's all the way at the top.
She's here.
Okay, don't overdo it, though.
Hi. Look what I brought my new hubby. Because I want to please him. And men, they like the beer.
Hey, look who's being a good wifey, really trying to make her marriage work.
Oh, Muffin Pants, what a wonderful gift. I'm gonna buy you a big box of Tampax just so I can thank you. Because that's what good husbands do.
He dumps the six-pack on Hater and leaps on Joy, kissing her sloppily on the mouth.
Oh, sorry, I can't control myself when I'm around you. I just love you so much.
Not as much as I love you.
She grabs him by the crotch and he lifts her up.
Shall we, Mrs. Fuller? Oh, here, slippery.
He accidentally on purpose knocks something out of the box Tipper's carrying.
What?
Jack carries Joy into the flat.
Oops. Sorry, baby. Just you're a little on the heavy side. Welcome home, sweetheart.
You literally have a bar in the middle of your living room.
It's not so bad. I mean, I would never live here, ever. But
what? I ran the New York City Marathon, okay? I can do this. I can totally do this.
The bathroom's a horror.
Oh my God. I can't do this?
Don't throw any of the hair away, okay? Saving it up to make you something special. Like a hat or a sweater. Still haven't decided yet.
Do you train monkeys in here? Seriously, it's one thing if you like a guy, you put up with disgusting stuff like this, but you, I don't care for, so... Clean it up.
I'm not here under court order, so I'm gonna take off. Bye.
$1.5 million. Here, these are antibacterial. Get to work.
Jack brings a duvet into the living room.
That looks like it's gonna be comfortable for you. Where's the bedroom?
It's in there.
Sweet dreams.
A foldaway bed drops down.
That was close.
Oh. That stinks.
Just a little bit of me.
Oh, poor.
And some other people. Whatever.
Disinfectant in hand, Joy lights candles and gingerly removes the sheets from the old bed. Jack watches her disgust with detached amusement from his nest on the sofa.
Yeah, do you need some help?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
You should probably call somebody.
What?
To help you.
Okay, can I sleep on the couch?
No.
He rolls over and snuggles into the duvet. sunlight fills the room with a warm glow.
Mommy!
He dives back under the duvet.
Hun?
Yeah?
If I could just get in there for a sec?
I'm almost done. I'll be right out.
No, be right out's not really gonna work. Like, be right out right now.
I'm almost done.
She frowns at the noise as she slowly straightens her hair.
Okay, it's...
He's standing on a chair, peeing in the sink.
Oh, yeah. This is happening. You only have yourself to blame. Oh, by the way, it's your day on dishes. Were you get your underwear with the hospital?
What?
Seriously, what's up with the PE bra?
Well, it's comfy and supportive, like a man should be.
You women, in the beginning it's all like laces and rainbows and trapdoors. As soon as you get married, it's nothing but these flesh tones and PMS pants. You might as well wear a placard around your neck that says, "We are not having sex ever."
Ever.
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 What happened to the purple bra from Vegas? That was nice.
I'm going to save that for my non-retarded husband. Well, the grown-ups have to go to work today. What are you going to do all day?
I don't know yet. I'd rather do nothing and be happy than do something I know I don't love.
Words to live by, Yanni.
Beat it, worker drone. Tell the man I say hi.
Whatever, loser.
Hey, don't get hit by a bus. Or do. Whatever.
He calmly keeps eating cereal in his dressing gown. She rushes out of the subway and hurries to work. Still not dressed, he does a couple of bored stretches as she works in the fury of the trading pit. Playing tennis on his Wii, he collapses exhausted. Joy dives for the phone.
McNally!
What are you wearing, baby?
Who is this?
Your boss. Get the chonger and get up here right away.
Coming right up. Okay. Diane needs to see us upstairs.
After 15 years of loyal service, we're dumping Bob What's-His-Name, which means that this office is going to be up for grabs. So I'm going to promote one of you skirts out of the pit. And that's not sexual harassment. Believe me, I've checked. You're my top guns, girls. Do me proud.
Thank you, sir.
So, I guess I'll be Maverick and you can be Goose.
Be whoever you want to be. You're still going to be my subordinate.
Excuse me?
It's from the Latin meaning my bitch.
What is wrong with you?
I eat girls like you.
Oh, you eat girls.
Not like that.
Makes total sense.
It shouldn't.
No judgment.
But I'm not.
Just saying.
She meets Jack outside their therapist's office.
Ready to do this?
Pretend like you don't make me vomit in my nose every time I look at you? Yes.
So, Jack, tell me about yourself. What are your hobbies?
Hobbies? You mean besides my marriage? my hobbies. Mostly I just like loving her. It's just so easy. What else? Listening. I love listening to what she has to say. It's just, in fact, I actually carry this notebook around with me just so I can write it down because usually it's so important. What else? I'd say just being there. For her in general, loving her until it hurts.
It hurts.
That's probably most my interest.
Joy?
I'd have to agree. And I'd have to add, you know, staring at him. Yeah. I mean, I just love watching him be. I love everything about him. Most people would be repulsed. You know, to find his socks and his dirty underwear sort of down shoved in the bottom of the bed, touching them in the middle of the night. They might want to try to like scrub and scrub and scrub and try to get the stains and the scent off of them, but not me. I love it. I kind of want to just roll around in it.
The therapist raises an eyebrow.
Her candles smell awesome!
You know, I do have a few degrees, and I went to a bunch of really expensive schools. Anyway, I'm not buying any of the bullshit you two are selling today. Now, If you want me to report back to the court that you're both working on your marriage, you're gonna actually have to do that.
Their grins freeze. Joy frowns as Jack accidentally touches her hair. In the evening, she makes a bowl of popcorn. He sips a drink, and they sit at opposite ends of the sofa. She frowns as he sticks a hand down his trousers. Then reaches over for a handful of popcorn.
Yes, that is the topping I wanted on my popcorn. I know that the box said movie theater butter, but you guessed it. What I really wanted was Jack's sweaty ball sack flavor. Thanks.
He takes the bowl, tips it down the front of his trousers, and starts to eat.
I'm just giving you what you wanted, baby.
Pay attention. See how it goes up and down, okay? It goes up, and then it goes down, like that. See that? Isn't that magical? Amazing. Watch, one more time. One more time. It goes up, right? And then it goes down. Comprende?
Having finished her toilet seat demonstration, she stalks out of the bathroom, leaving him sitting bemused on the edge of the bath. At night, she totters out of bed to the toilet. Smirking in his sofa cocoon, Jack pulls out the toilet seat, which he's removed.
I really, really need to get in there.
Why don't you just use your special bathroom?
What are you talking about? There's no heavy side. Look at the window.
No, that's actually the light side.
They're carrying the bathroom door out of the flat.
Where's the bathroom door?
We got robbed. And all they took was the door.
$1.5 million.
Marriage is hard. I don't know how people do this. It's unnatural. Men and women are not meant to coexist. And I haven't had sex in forever. I mean, forever. And I need to have sex because I'm good at it. That's a self-esteem booster for me. I don't know if I can do this, man. Oh, really? Because I haven't been sensing that at all. So I did a little research. I've been looking through some case law, you know, some precedent to help us get around the ruling, and I think I found one. Lafferty versus Holden.
You know, Tip, I don't know if I can do this.
Then we go to plan B. Mother's third marriage was to this 20-year-old club-footed Cuban bartender who came into a ton of money.
The court said that if they both wanted the money, they had to remain married and prove they could make it work. Sound familiar?
Mother was going to see a cent of that. But then she proved that he had been unfaithful. And the judge ruled in her favor.
And gave her all the money. See, the judge said that you had to prove that you were trying to make the marriage work, but if we can make it seem like she isn't, I don't know why I haven't thought of this before.
Because you're not a very good lawyer.
Oh my God, there should be a law against how bad a lawyer I am. But then again, I wouldn't know about it.
So if I can get Jack to end the marriage by either leaving me or cheating on me?
Not only would you get out of the marriage,
but you will also get the full $3 million.
Oh my God. I love you. I want to kiss you.
You want to kiss me?
On your big, beautiful, prematurely balding
all right,
man.
All right, all right. Okay. Mm.
Game on, sister.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Destroy it. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
The guys touch fists, and Joy happily goes to town on her punch bag. Jack drops powder into the morning smoothie. It's from a pot labeled Jumpstart. Joy pours herself a glass.
There's some refinery problems in the South, so let's keep our eye on crude oil. And I just heard a rumor that the platinum futures are going to be very active today.
Yes! Yeah! Woo! I mean, really, let's do this, mother! You're right, guys? I mean, let's buy shit! Let's buy shit!
Do you see that? Do you see that, people? That's exactly the kind of spirit I'm talking about! You go, girl!
Yes!
Her colleagues all stare at her performance. She motormouths and gulps water. In the middle of the trading floor, she douses herself with water.
Son of a bitch!
In the evening at the flat, Jack plants a wad of smelly underwear at the bottom of Joy's bed.
Hi. Hi. We got locked out of our apartment. Would you mind if we just waited in here until the locksmith comes? He said it would only be a few hours.
A few... Sure.
Oh, thank great. You. Also, we were supposed to have some friends over tonight. Do you mind if they waited in here, too?
I'll jump on that grenade, too, I suppose.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you. Welcome to my humble abode.
Those are probably my friends.
Hi.
Hi. We're the friends.
Oh. You look like the friends.
Oh, hi.
You do.
Hey, there is a hot girl party going on in my living room.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that there are a buttload of beautiful women. Oh my god. Okay, there's a pillow fight about to break out.
Oh my god, dude, it's a trap.
No, it's not. No, this happens.
No, it doesn't happen. Get out of the house. Get out of the house right now. She must have figured out the same thing we did.
Okay, just because Joy sets a trap doesn't mean we can't play the same game. You call Bear, you call every guy we know, and get some boring stockbroker kind of guys, the kind of guys you and me would beat up. The more boring, the better. She has no idea what she's gotten herself into.
Joy arrives home and looks around at the room full of hotties. Jack sitting calmly on a stool.
You okay?
He indicates everything's perfect. She smiles nonchalantly. More guys start arriving.
Yo, Jack, what up?
Joy frowns as the men, including Hater, wander in.
This chick's the reason we're not spending our money right now.
This chick is the reason I'm not having a six-way right now.
Hey. So look, this isn't working. I think we need to call in some sluts.
Sluts? I know sluts.
Make the call.
Which one of these ugly losers is ruining your life?
That one. The pink beret over there.
That's your wife? Oh my god, she is so effing hot. What is wrong with you?
Pick a team right now. Pick a team. Come on.
Listen up, girls. Do whatever you need to do to get into his pants.
Ignore her. Don't even make eye contact with her. Look at every girl in here except for her. It'll drive her crazy.
Get him drunk, it'll slip right out.
Team orders given, the party gets going. Jack is mobbed by women.
Hi.
Joy tries to talk to two of the guys. They avert their eyes and slope off.
Oh, I get it. I get what you guys are doing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to thank you. Sorry.
You need anybody to talk to, and just let me know.
Thanks.
Hey, get out of here, both of you. I'll give her the money.
No. I'm hearing about a noise complaint.
Someone called to complain that you're not making enough noise.
The cop strippers rip off their uniforms and toss them into the crowd. As everyone gets wild, Jack unhappily cuddles a case of beer. Joy seeks sanctuary in the bathroom. She finds Jack there.
Oh.
Oh, hey.
Sorry, I was trying to find some quiet from the craziness out there.
Beer?
Sure.
Do you really think that I'm dumb enough to cheat on you?
I think it's only a matter of time, and yeah, I think you're more than dumb enough.
Wow, thank you. Yeah. For the vote of confidence, I appreciate that.
This must be so hard for you.
What?
Being in a relationship.
Okay, I've been in relationships before, all right?
Oh, come on, Jack. I know you. Don't forget, I have been living with you. You're not exactly serious boyfriend, husband material, okay?
Huh? This must be hard for you, too.
Really?
Yeah, being married to me when you're so clearly in love with your ex.
She fixes him with a face-melting glare, then a deep-frozen smile.
I'm not in love with him.
Right. Then why are you still wearing the ring on your finger?
Because my current husband bought me one out of a vending machine in Vegas.
All I know is if I get dumped on my ass, I'm not wearing the ring unless I'm still in love with him.
I'm not in love with him, okay? In fact, I'm happy right. I'm not with him anymore. I spent the last 4 years of my life trying to be somebody else's idea of perfect, and you know what? I still don't feel good enough for him. Okay, that's not what I meant, okay? I just...
Hey, don't worry. Your secret's safe with me.
Oh, you're such an ass. You know, it's irrelevant now, because I don't care if I ever see him again.
She sticks up her right-hand finger and removes Mason's ring.
Oh, thank you, baby. That makes me feel so,
you know, it has
so
nothing
special.
To
and
do
by the way, don't
Jack.
Worry about me, because I'm a married man. We don't need to have sex. And I'll tell you another thing, I'm not going anywhere, because I am not screwing this thing up.
Neither am I, because I am in it for the long haul, Jack.
Until death do us part.
Not unless I kill you first.
They stare at each other, nose to nose. Awkwardly, they move apart.
He peed in the sink. It's like he doesn't even want this marriage to work.
The therapist nods slowly.
All right. You're arguing. Now, that felt like a real married couple. You're making progress.
They look baffled. Joy is surrounded by paperwork.
What am I doing here?
She sits at a desk in an open plan office, looking unimpressed. Jack and his friends are lounging on a bench.
Oh, we could kidnap her until after the hearing. She could stay at my place.
Oh my God, I got it. We make it look like she gave you some kind of disease.
I can have a vial of crabs here in 30 minutes. First, we give them to you, and then, you know, we get somebody to give them to her, so it looks like she gave them to you.
Really hadn't thought that one through, had ya?
I'll give her the crabs. Easily.
No more ideas from you.
Oh, I've got it. It's perfect. This is great. Like that.
What are you doing?
What? No. Relax. Stay with me on this one.
Huh? No, ow, God damn it! No, you don't get it! Dude, you don't get it!
Joy grins cheesily at the therapist. Jack enters, wearing shades. He sits gingerly on the sofa and takes off the glasses, revealing a black eye.
Jack, what happened to your face?
I fell.
You fell?
Yeah. I hit my head on a doorknob a few times. I fall a lot these days. I'm so clumsy.
Jack, are you sure that's what happened to you? Sure someone else didn't do this to you?
I deserve it. I'm supposed to line up the hand towels just so, and I didn't do it. I'm sorry. And then she said, you put that toilet seat down or I will put you down. And I forgot. And she said, I'll show you how to put it down. I'll stick your head in there and I will make it stay. Oh, God.
Joy filmed the black eye being created on her phone.
No, that didn't seem to look real, so it seemed like she was beating you.
Not that real.
It's about... Oh, yeah! It's not gonna show, dude! Come on.
Can we get back to therapy now?
Yes. Yes, we can.
She arrives back at the flat in the shadow of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Happy couple.
We can't come to the phone right now because we're busy loving each other.
I'm making our marriage work. Leave a message.
Hi, this is Annette calling from Dr. Twitchell's office.
Hello?
Yes, Mrs. Fuller.
Yes.
The doctor needed to cancel today's session and she was wondering if you could do Friday.
Do you have anything after 3 p.m. possibly?
The doctor can do 4 o'clock.
Oh, perfect. That works for me.
We'll see you then.
Great, see you then.
Thanks so much. She totally bought it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
You owe me.
Oh.
Come on with you, come on, you don't fight fair. That's okay, see if I care. Blah, 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 blah. Hand me with your best shot, fire away.
As Joy plays her iPod in the bath, Jack removes her wallet from her handbag.
Hello? Jack?
Wearing a towel, Joy looks around the living room.
Wait a minute.
Furious, she dives for her phone.
Dr. Twitchell speaking.
Yes, hi, this is Joy Fuller.
Mrs. Fuller.
Yes, I got a phone call from Annette saying that our session was canceled today. I just wanted to double check that.
Your session is definitely still on. And any absence is considered contempt of court.
It is. Asshole trying to get me to miss therapy. Step on it!
Okay.
What?
Hey! Good luck paying for that cab without your wallet. Oh!
Only $5? You stole my wallet?
Lost your wallet, huh? Get out.
Come on, what do you want? We can work something out here.
Show me your breasts.
What?
You'd be surprised how often it happens.
Okay, one breast. That's all you get.
All right. Nothing like a nice boob.
What was your problem?
What? I like breasts. Sue me.
Is there any way around this?
Does it look like there's a way around this?
Jack skims past the traffic jam on a skateboard and mimes crying at Joy, who leaps from the cab. Come with me because you look so
fine that I really want to make you mine. How many for 10 of these?
10 for $2.
Okay, here, take 5.
Okay.
She buys some oranges, then hurls them at Jack. The final orange to the head sends him crashing into a market stall. She follows it up with one to the crotch, then runs for a tourist bus.
Exciting everyone. Said, back on the bus.
What a day, huh?
Is this seat taken?
Oh, excuse me. Whoops. Sorry.
You're so immature.
Leave.
Oh, no.
You're hurting me. And here we are, Central Park. Yes, isn't it beautiful? Half an hour, people. It's 30 minutes for those on the metric system.
They get off the bus, and Joy sprints through a park, stealing a glass of champagne on the way. Jack charges after her. They steal loaves of French bread from a picnic and do battle on the grass. They race through trees and climb a wall, finally bursting, sweaty and fighting, into Dr. Twitchell's office. They face the therapist with breathless nonchalance. Jack gives her a wave, and she makes a note on her pad. Joy tries a winning smile, and she makes another note. The sun sets on the city, and Jack arrives home sipping a milkshake.
My memory? You can't remember
the... Yes, it's your memory. Hi, honey. Welcome home.
Mom, Dad, what are you doing here?
Well, I got a message from your parents and I thought I'd surprise you and invite them over for dinner.
He's completely bamboozled. She kisses him on the lips.
You know that I have never been invited over here?
No. Really?
Why didn't you tell us you got married?
I know you're still mad at me about the firing, but you get married and you don't tell us? That is very, very hurtful. Especially...
Dad,
especially when it's a catch like Joy here.
What?
We're so proud of you, Jack.
We didn't think you would ever settle down, but then we met this wonderful girl. You couldn't have done better.
We are very proud of you, son.
Okay. Biscuit.
Yes, Tinkle Monkey.
Can I
I speak to you for 1 second?
Of course. He probably just wants to give me a big smooch. We haven't seen each other all day. Oh my God. How weird is it going to be in court when your parents are character witnesses for me?
Well, obviously you haven't told them everything.
No, I was waiting for you to do that.
What if we didn't? What would it take for you to just keep this our little secret for a little bit?
I want the bathroom door back. And I want the toilet seat left the F down. No. One time up. And I make the call.
Done.
Well, Jack Sr., you know, it is just so nice to finally meet the man who has taught Jack everything he knows.
I tried.
Well, something must have stuck. Do you know that he made this bar that we're sitting at? Isn't it beautiful? I mean, look.
Dovetails off on the corner. It's off.
Well, I think it's great. I actually think that Jack could sell his furniture.
I don't know. That would require actually finishing it.
Maybe you should try telling Jack you don't want him to finish it, and then maybe he would actually do it.
What are you doing on Saturday? You've got to come to Uncle Pat's birthday in the park with us.
I would love to.
She went after my family!
Dude, you're letting this chicken in your head.
Yeah, I know. Now, I'm gonna figure out how to get into hers.
You should never let a chicken in your head. That's why I prefer not to even talk to my dates.
As Hayter mixes an orange and beer smoothie, Jack goes into the bathroom and finds the box containing Joy's engagement ring.
Yes. Why didn't I think of this before? If she's gonna play dirty, so am I.
Jack finds Mason relaxing with a drink and his laptop at a plush club.
Hi.
Hey, Jameson, on the rocks.
Jack, decidedly unimpressed, takes the glass.
You're Mason, right?
Yeah.
I'm Jack Fuller. I'm a friend of Joy's.
Joy's?
Yeah. I just wanted to give you this back. She threw it in the trash. But you know, guy code, I couldn't just let it end up in the trash. I mean, you spent what, like $5,000-$6,000 on this thing?
Actually, $30,000. I got it. All right. Well, thanks.
Okay.
Jack, regretting having handed over the ring, makes to leave.
Hey, how's she doing?
Jack grins broadly and turns back to him.
You know, she's good.
She's probably put on some weight, though, right? From all the emotional eating due to the breakup.
You really lived up to the billing. You know that? Joy told me what an impressive guy you are.
Oh, yeah.
She said she was trying to be so perfect because deep down, she never really felt like she was good enough to be with you. But those insecurities are long gone now. She's really come into her own. She's on fire. I'll tell you what, she's not going to be on the open market for very long.
Mm-hmm.
It's a feeding frenzy out there.
Feeding frenzy. Yeah.
Well, I gotta get going. My Uncle Pat's having a birthday party tomorrow in Grove Park. Joy and I are going. Anyway, I gotta go pick up the present she got for him. Bag of weed.
Huh.
Her idea.
Really?
She's on fire.
Wow.
On fire.
Well, thanks again.
Huh?
His ego pricked, Mason stares as Jack wanders off with a casual wave.
Stripper! Hiya!
So I wanna jump punch that guy.
What's with you and jump punching?
Joy.
Hi! Hey, this is my girlfriend Tipper.
Hi, Tipper Judy.
Thanks for calling.
Where's Jack? He's over there coaching the Little League.
Joy stares as Jack plays happily with the kids at the picnic.
Come on, sweetheart. I want my new daughter-in-law to meet the whole family.
Who wants sugar?
The kids flock adoringly around him.
Hi, this is my niece and BFF, the great Sammy Sosa. Sammy, this is your aunt, Joy.
Nice to meet you, Sammy.
Hi, Joy.
I didn't know you coached Little League.
There's a lot of things you don't know about me.
You're right.
Jack wore a little fedora and a leather jacket to school every day for 6 months.
Who wouldn't want to be Indiana Jones?
I agree completely. I mean, Raiders of the Lost Ark may be the greatest movie ever made.
Jack tries to work out if she's mocking him. His parents smile happily.
I think I like what's going on here.
What are we bonding now?
She doesn't seem so bad, Uncle Jack. I think you guys should just split the money and stay married. Make 100 pretty babies.
You told her?
Yeah, I don't have secrets from Sammy. I tell her everything.
They hold hands with little Sammy and surprise themselves by smiling at each other.
Well, ladies, I believe this is where we go our separate ways.
Thank you.
He ushers them into the ladies' restroom with a bow, then ambles off to the gents. Joy and Sammy run out of the restrooms and find Mason waiting by a park bench.
Joy!
Mason, what are you doing here?
Just visiting some friends.
In Brooklyn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Brooklyn. The BK. Love it here.
Wow.
Yeah, they're artists.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to go grab a glass of vino? Maybe chat up for a bit?
I can't right now. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe next week.
I have my retreat.
Wow. You seem fine. No, I mean, you look great. Don't you look great? You look great.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah, me too. Me too. All right, well, maybe some other time.
Yeah.
Good seeing you. Good bumping into you like that. It's weird.
Jack watches from a distance. He walks through the park with Hayter.
Oh, my God, you're falling for her.
Huh?
You're falling for your wife, you idiot.
What are you talking about?
She's a wily temptress.
A wily temptress?
Yes.
You said wily temptress.
Yes, I did, because that is what she is. And what do wily temptresses do, Jack? They tempt in a wily fashion, and then they play you. Tempt, play, tempt, play, and she is playing you, my friend. Don't let her play you out of what is rightfully yours. Keep your eyes on the prize, Jack. Eyes on the prize.
Jack frowns thoughtfully and shoots a sideways glance at his friend. Joy's at her document-covered desk.
Hey, McDowell, what did you do? Take the weekend off?
Oh.
Have fun? No, I remember when I didn't care about my career either.
I'm sorry, you know, I just had this thing this weekend with my husband's family, which
Your husband? You got married? Well, thanks for the invite. I didn't even know you had a boyfriend.
Yeah, no, I'm married. I didn't tell you that?
No, you didn't, McDowell. I guess you're not a big sharer. Now listen, Joy, I've been in this business for a long time. And the thing that I value most in my employees is honesty. So I'm gonna be honest with you. Right now, you and Chong are tied. Now, Chong is bringing her husband to the retreat. And I think you should bring yours, too.
He will be there. You can count on it, sir.
Yeah.
She sighs and rolls her eyes.
So let me get this straight. She asked you to come to a retreat for her job.
Yeah.
Ah, the most important thing to her in the world.
Who's that?
Wow.
I was like, no.
Because I'm like, hey, what are you still doing here? Jack, you have got to get your ass down there, pretend to be the perfect husband, charm them all, and then when you have them eating out of the palm of your hand, you make her sign this.
Jack looks unsure.
What's this?
This is a document, okay? Relinquishing all the rights to the money, right? You tell her that if she doesn't sign it, you're gonna out her in front of everybody. Yeah. I mean, that's not, you know, it's not pretty, but I can laminate it.
I don't know.
Hey, look, Jack, the hearing's in a week, okay? This is our last shot.
Joy's at a garden party at a grand mansion with landscape gardens, ponds and fountains. She looks around and is approached by her boss.
Hey, McNown.
Mr. Banger.
So where's this husband of yours? I just met Chonger's husband. He's a very smart guy. He's a tool, but he's smart.
He's...
So the spaceman says, I don't even have a vagina.
He's there. I'll just take this to him. Mr. Banger, I just wanted to take this moment to express to you my gratitude.
He walks off.
I'll be seeing you at the dining table.
Hey.
I'm so glad to see you.
Muffin, I've been looking everywhere for you. Yeah, this is why everyone should have their wife on low jack. Let me introduce you to my friends. This is David Young, your CFO.
Mr. Young, an honor. Hi.
And this is the rest of your board, actually. Great people. Wealthy people.
Sit down.
So you're the lucky guy.
Hi, Jack Fuller.
I'm Richard Banger. You're in my seat.
Oh.
With, Your name is Richard Banger? Your name is Dick Banger. Dick Banger? Dick Banger? You, sir, have just provided us with jokes for the whole weekend.
Banger and the board members can't believe their ears.
Well, you must be Jack. Off. Jack, off! Give it to me, baby!
Oh, he's got it, buddy!
McNally, where have you been hiding this guy?
You know, I've just been keeping him all to myself.
Okay, oh, we're not a chair. All right, everybody, let's sit down. Right. Brainiac, Chonga, move over.
Jack, off.
How about it?
Oh, boy.
I don't know what made you change your mind, and I don't need to. Just thank you.
They grin coyly at each other.
Jack, off. I love that.
Yeah, I do, too.
Banger glares at her.
I love that. That you said that. Because it was... For a moment there, I'm so sorry.
She spills her drink on him. Jack and Joy get involved in a game of bicycle polo. Joy scores. She and Jack celebrate, knocking their mallets together. In the evening, they attend the black tie function. The room has crystal chandeliers, and there are huge sprays of flowers with displays of oversized playing cards and poker chips. Jack at the bar answers his phone.
Hey,
what's up? Did you sign it yet?
No, not yet. You better not be missing out on me.
Don't get your panties in a bunch, okay? I'm just waiting for you to get down here.
Gotta warm these people up, you know.
All right, well, call me when it's done, okay? I'm holding down the fort in the meantime.
Yeah,
all right. Bye. Lavender. You get on my head. Oh my god, that is slick. That is something else.
As Hayter massages cream into his bald head, Jack reads the document he scrawled for him. He sees Joy enter the room in a figure-hugging gold dress. He swallows hard and waves as she smiles. He blinks as she glides towards him.
Can you believe this?
No.
I guess I was wrong. You do clean up pretty well. What?
I like your hair like that.
Thanks.
Can I get two shots? You know, make it three.
Hello, McNally. Jack off, how you doing?
Hey, Mr. Banger.
How are you?
Good.
Cheers. Hello, my name is Joy's bitch.
She rips the sticker off Jack and puts it on Chong's back.
How's it going tonight? You guys having fun?
It's a good one, McNally. I had no idea you were so much fun. She's very serious, Edward.
You don't know her that well. This one's a wildcat. I wouldn't lie to you, Big Dick.
If you did, I'd have to kill you. Serious.
There's nothing this one loves more than a good dare.
Really?
Yeah, you ever see what she can do with a champagne bottle?
No.
Unbelievable.
No,
it's shocking.
It's
a party trick. It's here. Not...
I dare you.
She takes the wire off the bottle, and Jack grabs a large knife.
I hate you.
You love me.
Good. You know, had I seen the sight of you before, I probably would have promoted you a long time ago.
She looks flattered. Then she and Jack toast each other. Later, they're at the craps table. She hands him the dice. He hesitates, holding them nervously.
You know what? You shouldn't do that.
You've got this, okay? Throw the dice. You've got this.
Wait,
what,
a seven?
Okay.
Throw
a seven.
Seven. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We're done. Can we quit? Can we quit? We're done. Okay.
Throw it in there.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please gather around? Come on, don't be afraid. This year's Golden Handshake Award for Best Team Spirit goes to a new face. And one of the funniest son of a bitches I've ever had the pleasure to know. And I think you know who I'm talking about.
Jack off! Jack off! Jack off!
Chong's disgusted.
Get up! Come on! Congratulations, Jack off!
Well, thank you all for an amazing weekend. I have to thank my wife, Joy. She probably never told you all the story about how we met. Might come as a surprise to many of you that we didn't know each other for very long before we got hitched. What can I say? You know, when you know, you know. On our wedding night, we were so busy running back to the honeymoon suite that we never really got a chance to have a first dance. So...
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. Jack Fuller.
They gaze at each other as Jack comes down off the stage. Joy tosses his golden trophy to one side, and they dance.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
They're clinking.
Yeah, they are clinking. I think that means they want us to kiss.
Yeah. That's what the crowd wants.
Yeah, but if you're not up for it, you don't have to try.
He is up for it, and they kiss, lovingly. Start to dance more animatedly, swinging each other around and grinning from ear to ear. Chong eyes her nerdy husband, who's tucking into a plateful of buffet. She crossly knocks the plate out of his hands. Joy and Jack are having a ball. Later, they walk in the gardens with a bottle of champagne.
When's the last time you were like really happy?
Really happy.
And don't say Vegas, because if you do, I'll have to cry. Mm.
Okay. There was this one day before the exchange, before Mason. I was feeling really adventurous, so I took the ferry about 30 miles east of the city. Mm-hmm. And there was this great lighthouse. I mean, it was just right on the beach. Off the boardwalk.
It was. You went there by yourself?
Yeah. You know, I just like sat on the beach, listened to the waves, watched the sunset. God, I had no concerns, you know, I had like no responsibilities, no job stressing me out. I had no one to please but myself.
That's that photo you have.
Yeah. That was a great day.
They gaze at one another. Then he sits down on the wall at the edge of a large pool, looking pensive.
I did take myself out of the game. If you stop betting, you never have to lose.
She gives a small smile and sits down next to him.
I'd bet on you, Jack.
He gives a tight smile and looks down, holding in his emotions. They walk into their room with a grand four-poster bed.
So, long day, huh?
We should probably go to bed.
He takes the duvet off the bed, and she hands him a pillow. He throws the pillow on the couch and prepares to doss down.
Can you
my zipper. It gets stuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. All right.
They both wear expressions of agonized self-control as he eases the zip down.
All right. Okay, here it is.
Thanks.
Holding up her dress, she smiles politely and goes into the bathroom. Jack strips to his boxers and prepares his nest on the sofa. He grins, finding some of her underwear. He holds a little silk top up to his chest, then goes to put the clothes back. He's startled as she comes out of the bathroom.
I wasn't in your thing.
They were. You can just leave them right there.
I can put them back.
Both in their undies, they sidle awkwardly past one another.
Good night, Mr. Fuller.
Good night, Mrs. Fuller.
They exchange smiles as he goes into the bathroom. Later, wide awake, he puts a glass of water on the table by the sofa. Joy's also wide awake. They lie staring at the ceiling. As New York skyscrapers are bathed in the glow of the morning sun, Joy strides into work. Chong tries to open a champagne bottle with a knife and cuts herself. Hater calls Jack on his mobile. He ignores the phone and is busy making a wooden cabinet. His father watches, pleased but puzzled, as Jack proudly runs a hand along the smooth edge of his creation. Joy walks out of her office building talking animatedly on her mobile.
Joy! Joy!
Mason?
Yeah.
I can't talk right now. I'm sorry. I have to get going.
I want you back, Joy.
What?
I made a huge mistake letting you go. I see that now. Seeing you the other day, you had this glow about you. Not that you didn't, you know, before. It's just sometimes it takes losing something for you to realize what you had. I want to make up for the wrong I did to you. This is yours. I gave it to you, and I want you to have it.
Where did you get this?
Enjoy. You are good enough for me.
Joy walks off, looking shocked.
I mean that!
Jack's in the courtroom for their hearing. He's smiling to himself. He stares at Joy as she comes in. She ignores him.
Court is called to order. Well, looky here, the happy couple. 6 months down the road. Did you learn anything? We'll see. Now, Dr. Twitchell, in your opinion, did the couple, Jack Fuller and Joy McNally, obey the court order to live together as man and wife, and do you believe they put sufficient effort into the marriage?
These two have a lot of issues, a lot of deeply unsettling issues that as individuals, they seriously need to work on. Seriously. But together, in my honest opinion, they're perfect for each other. It's the real thing. Go figure.
Well, thank you, Doctor. You may step down.
Psst! Temper!
Hater shows her a drawing of a hand with the middle finger up. He nods and grins.
Hi, Your Honor. You lost weight?
Let's begin. Although Ms. McNally ran up $25,000 in credit card debt in my client's name, my client recently spent the same amount
for materials for his new furniture business. Therefore, we propose the following settlement, Your Honor. The original $3 million, deduct half for taxes and $50,000 that's already been spent. That leaves $1.45 million to be divided equally.
Now that's the spirit. You've learned to share. Do you accept?
Joy whispers angrily to her lawyer.
No, Your Honor, we do not.
Gold-digging whore.
My client has advised me that she doesn't want any of the money. She just wants a divorce.
Miss McNally, are you sure?
Yes, Your Honor, I am.
Well, then I hereby grant the divorce and award all the monies to Mr. Fuller. Court adjourned.
Hayter stands up, arms raised in triumph. Jack sits, looking stunned.
You win, Jack. I officially want nothing from you.
She puts her engagement ring on the table in front of him. He closes his eyes remorsefully.
Oh, my God. I want a case.
Jesus Christ! We won! I won! Yeah! I'm the law, bitches! I'm a lawyer!
There's a party at the flat.
Do you guys need a lawyer?
Jack sits glumly with a beer.
Time heals all wounds. Now that you guys are officially done, I was hoping to maybe get her.
His bearded friend looks hopefully number. At Jack.
Yeah, okay. You don't have to answer that right now.
Jack looks across the room and spots a framed photo under the bed. It's Joy's lighthouse picture. Hayter's holding court at the bar.
Now we come to the final item on our agenda. Congratulations, McNally.
Thank you, sir. I won't let you down.
She smiles, but looks unhappy.
Okay, I think I'm gonna have to let you down. Why don't you just give it to Chong, you know? She's good, she deserves it, and besides, I think she just enjoys being miserable.
Yes?
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
No, I don't, but I think that's the point. I would rather do nothing and be happy than do something that I don't love.
He gives an understanding nod. She gathers up her things and gives Chong a supportive pat on the shoulder.
Yeah. I lost her at happy. I don't know what the hell she was trying to say anyway. Well done, Chonger. The job is yours.
Thank you.
So, Jack made a piece of furniture. He finished it.
Okay, go ahead, Deb. What's wrong with it?
Nothing. It's good. It's really good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
But...
here we go.
You royally screwed up when it comes to that girl.
It was a big, stupid mistake. Okay, the entire marriage was a lie.
The marriage might have been a mistake, but it was not a lie. And I think that anybody who has spent time with you two recently could tell you that. So why don't you get your head out of your ass and go do something about it? Or should I tell you not to, and then maybe you will?
Jack acknowledges with a tight smile.
She's gone, man.
Gone? What do you mean, gone?
She, like, lost it. She quit her job, shut off her phone, she took off. Look, I don't really care much for you, and I want to cut your friend Hayter, seriously. But for some reason, you're, like, the only man that Joy can actually be herself with, so I want to tell you where she is, I really do. I just don't know.
What do you know?
I don't know. If you were miserable and you want to get happy again, where would you go?
He thinks, then grins as the penny drops.
What?
Thank you.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we both go. That way, when she sees us both, she can make up her mind of who she wants to be with.
I've loaned you my bandsaw. I've loaned you my beer tap.
Do you even know how to drive an automatic?
Give me the keys. Give me the keys. Here. Sorry. Go get your future ex-wife.
Jack takes the keys and gets into the big, shiny sports car.
What a waste of time. The thought crossed my mind, but I never miss
rumbles down a sunny country highway and across a causeway over the sea. He pulls into a car park. He runs to catch a small high-speed ferry. Disembarking, he clutches the lighthouse photo for reference and sprints off. He pelts along a sandy beach towards the lighthouse. From a platform below the lighthouse, then from the top of the lighthouse itself, he scans the area, finally spotting a figure on the beach. He runs down a wooden walkway to the beach and stares at Joy standing at the water's edge. He takes a deep breath and walks towards her.
You found me.
You left us behind. And, I wanted to bring it back to you. Do you know, how many lighthouses there are 30 miles east of the city?
How many?
Five.
Really?
Yeah, just in case you're wondering.
So, did you come all the way out here just to give this back to me?
I did, so I'm gonna get out of here. All right, here it is. When we were married, I was horrible. Sick, just wrong. And it's the best time I've ever had. You bet on me, Joy. And you made me want to bet on myself. So don't think about anyone else and just answer this for you.
He gets down on one knee in the sand.
Do you want to be married to me? Again?
You know, for so long I've tried to please everybody. And by not trying to please you, I think I became myself again. I do want to be married to you again.
He grins, stands up, and they kiss as the sun sets behind them.
Absolutely no idea what I'm gonna do. No clue.
Well, it's a good thing that I have, that we have a ton of money.
Oh my God. That's right. We hit the jackpot.
Yeah, I did.
6 months earlier.
Now, Joy, can you take this young man to be your lovely wedded husband in sickness and health?
Uh-huh.
For richer or for poorer.
I do. I take them.
Naughty! Naughty!
Jack, would you put the ring upon her finger?
Whoa! Oh, 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 Bobby!
Is that the one?
That was it!
Oh. You may kiss the bride. Woo!
This is the greatest day of my life!
Oh, my. This is marvelous. Simply marvelous.
Bye! Bye-bye.
Hater, who's been smooching with Tipper, stops and snogs a bride-to-be waiting outside the chapel.
No one here likes you. Go away. Get a clue. Go back to your fucking zoo.
Mason's sitting sipping Jameson's and reading the paper. He folds the paper and answers the door. It's Tipper with Hater.
Oh!
She jump-punches him in his man business.
You know what? No, why?
Tipper and Hayter high five and leave. No one here likes you. Starring Cameron Diaz as Joy McNally, Ashton Kutcher as Jack Fuller, Rob Corddry as Hayter, Lake Bell as Tipper, Jason Sudeikis as Mason, Treat Williams as Jack Fuller Sr., Deirdre O'Connell as Mrs. Fuller, Michelle Krusik as Chong, Dennis Farina as Banger, Zach Galifianakis as Dave the Bear, Queen Latifah as Dr. Twitchell, Kristen Ritter as Kelly, Ricky Garcia as Fuller Closets Worker, Andrew Daly as Curtis, Benita Robledo as Maid, Dennis Miller as Judge Whopper, Amanda Seton as Hot Woman, Tony Busker as Hot Woman Number 2, Jessica McKee as Cute Girl, Ricardo Walker as Male Cop Stripper, Valerie Orlick as Female Cop Stripper, Ben Best as Cab Driver, Clem Chung as Fruit Guy, Eric Zuckerman as Tour Guide, Caroline Willman as Sammy, Tommy McGoldrick as Uncle Pat, Billy Eichner as Band Singer, Heather Christen as Band Singer, Maddie Corman as Joy's Lawyer, Jerry V. Lindsay as Wedding Chapel Priest, Samantha Ridge as Tourist, Richard M. Schaffer as NYMEX Trader No. 1, Michael P. Molnar as NYMEX Trader No. 2, John Eisenberg as NYMEX Trader No. 3, Kieran T. O'Kelly as NYMEX Trader No. 4, Jennifer Trier as Aunt Fuller, Michael Harkins as Team Leader, Patrick Knighton as Team Leader No. 2, Adam Zuniga as Mr. Chong stroke Brainiac, Aaron Norter as Hater's Friend No. 1, Christopher Negrin as Hater's Friend No. 2, Brittany Dawn Beal as Party Girl No. 1, Ariel Shafir as Party Girl No. 2, Sheena Alonso as Amanda Diamond, Bradley Marone as Club Manager. The producers wish to thank the following for their assistance: New York Mercantile Exchange, New York State Governor's Office for Motion Picture and Television Development, NYC Mayor's Office of Film, Theatre and Broadcasting, NYPD Movie and TV Unit, Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, Pure Nightclub, Clark County, Nevada, Fire Island National Seashore, National Park Service, U.S. Department of the Interior, basketball footage courtesy of Collegiate Images, LLC, pinball machine courtesy of Gottlieb Development, LLC. Copyright 2008 20th Century Fox Film Corporation, Regency Entertainment USA Incorporated, and June Entertainment 3 LLC in the U.S. only. Copyright 2008 20th Century Fox Film Corporation, Monarchy Enterprises SARL, and June Entertainment 3 LLC in all other territories except Brazil, Italy, Japan, Korea, and Spain. Copyright 2008 TCF Hungary Film Rights Exploitation Limited Liability Company, 20th Century Fox Film Corporation, Monarchy Enterprises SARL, and June Entertainment 3 LLC in Brazil, Italy, Japan, Korea, and Spain. 20th Century Fox Film Corporation, Regency Entertainment USA Incorporated, and Monarchy Enterprises SARL are the authors of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. Many of the events, characters, companies, and businesses depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarities between them and actual persons living or dead, or to actual events, companies, or businesses, are purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws, and any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Further titles continue to scroll. Audio description by Deluxe, written and voiced by Roland Bean. Hayter and his friend wait on a pavement.
What are you doing later? Here, there's a meteor shower tonight. You know what? Jack was our glue. I feel like the fact that he's gone makes us a little closer.
No, it makes us a little bit just the opposite of that.
Hayter walks off. His friend looks lost and talks to a complete stranger who's walking by.
You like to party?